host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a stained sheet at a toga party. Woo! That's right. Check me out, baby. If you hear my voice right now, it's the greatest day of your life, and we're about to get the hottest hour of radio. What we need right now, inspiration, motivation, some positivity. Light up the darkness, baby. That's what we do every freaking Thursday. Pump that, Kev. Let's go. Yeah, you're in the hot box, baby. 1520 WCHE. This is the Get Up Power Hour. What's up, fam? I'm your host, Mark Hayford. Mark with a C. Hey, I need a nap after that. Kev's smiling at me. This is a rock show. This ain't a radio show. We're here every Thursday, and yo, I stepped to this with an attitude today, and I cannot wait just to break this whole thing down. Before we get ripping into this, fam, I want you to connect with me on all your social media. I'm on the gram, I'm on Facebook, Snapchizzle for Rizzle, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, right? Check out my website, markhayford.com, and you can get both of my number one books, Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. Both of those bad boys went to number one in Amazon's self-help category, and I don't take that lightly. I'm very thankful about that. Also want to tell you that if you love Get Up, you can go get the Get Up book on Audible. As narrated by who? The author. You can't see how handsome he is, but yo, it's pretty dope. So go check that out. And look, let's just say it's your first time listening to this, or if you're a longtime fan and you're like, yo, I need this show. I wish it was every freaking hour, every day. I need it in my life. You know what you do? You go out to SoundCloud and you simply follow the Get Up podcast. Every single day we drop a brand new podcast. It's mindset, it's attitude, it's positivity, it's inspiration, motivation, everything that you get on this show, but it's daily and it's quick and it's organic and it follows along with my second book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. That's what I'm talking about. And yo, reach out to me, guys. You can DM me, you can PM me, and you can email me, getup@markhayford.com. You want to call into the show right now, we got the lines open, 610-701-9243. There is so much that's going on out here today. First of all, I know there's seven words that I can't say on this radio show because of the, regulations, and I want to say them all because I'm so angry right now. I have my guest who had to cancel. I've never had a guest cancel. I mean, things are getting out of control here, right? The whole coronavirus. We had Dr. Nicholas Indeglio, a.k.a. former independent professional wrestler, Zero Gravity, former Penn State mascot, principal, Downingtown Middle School, was coming in. And he was going to talk about he's doing a charitable wrestling event, right? And this was the Rumble at Rock Raymond. And it's to bring awareness and funding for organ donation, rescheduled to who knows when. I'm supposed to be the referee. I'm in the ring. I'm trying to get back into it, trying to get in some form of shape. It's rescheduled. Who knows when? Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know. He can't get in here today. Why can't he get in here today? Because he's a principal. Because the wheels are coming off, because everybody's scared, because businesses are scared, because conferences are getting canceled, because schools are holding it together with duct tape. You know, there's a lot of sensitivity with what's going on right now. I mean, he's there trying to hold it down, and he's like, look, man, he goes, just with the corona concerns, you know, I my presence has to be here today. And I respect that. He's doing what he's got to do. He's holding it down. So I said, you go do that. You take care of that, and I'll take care of this, and I'm going to hold it down. We'll get you back in here when the timing's right. So I salute Dr. Indeglio from Downingtown Middle School, who unceremoniously and unexpectedly had to cancel coming in here because of what's happening. And this is a very sensitive subject, and I am not pulling any punches today, and I'm going to make the hate email is going to come flooding in my inbox, getup@markhayford.com. And I'm also going to have some mad fan-based Mark Hayford t-shirts too, because there's nobody in the middle in the gray area. I had, first of all, I went to Whole Foods, and I step out of my car. I step out of my car, and this dude across the parking lot gets out of his car and goes, right into the atmosphere. I wanted to take off my shoe and throw my shoe across the parking lot and hit this guy in his forehead with the toe of my shoe, just like his mom used to do when he was a kid and he got out of line in the supermarket. Ah! Right? That. That's what I wanted to do to that dude. Cover your mouth. Don't be a Momo. That's the same guy that walks in front of you and stops in the middle of the aisle while he's texting and LOMing at the latest GIF. Dude, it's the same guy that drives 4 miles an hour, 5 hours below the speed limit on the turnpike in the fast lane with his blinker on. Okay? That guy. Don't be that guy. Cover your mouth. Wash your hands. Don't lick handrails. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. Relax. Everybody relax. That's what I gotta say. I am not poo-pooing this by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. Not whatsoever. Not even a little bit. I'm not pretending to. There's a guy from my church that has to travel. He has to travel for work. That's what he does. He goes out of the country. He's going to the Middle East, and he goes, I know if and when I come back, not if, but when I come back, I'm going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Because thank God I can work from home. We're seeing all kinds of, the NBA just canceled indefinitely. Let me ask something. God forbid you have to have the 911 call, or if you ever have had to do a 911 call. When the ambulance driver, when the first responders, when the EMTs, when the police, when the firefighters, I'm talking about shout out to all our local heroes, because the heroes don't wear capes. Heroes wear badges and air packs and stethoscopes these days. When those heroes show up to your place or wherever that 911 call has to happen, are they all like, panicked and it's a pandemonium and it's an epidemic and you can't breathe and get this? Or are they relaxed? Or do they have heightened awareness and they're taking control? That. They're doing that. When they have a doctor that's about to go in for surgery, for heart surgery, for brain surgery, for life-inducing, life-saving surgery, are they all nervous? Are they out of control? Are they scared? Are they anxiety? Do they have all kinds of anxiety? Or do they go in confident? Do they go in aware? Do they go in prepared? And they go in to do what they got to do? Panicking and fear and being scared. And anxiety, do you know what that does? The physiology of that, you know what that does? It breaks down your immune system. It makes you susceptible to sickness, to illness, to literal physical illness. That's what being stressed out does. That's what being worried does. Worrying is like praying for what you don't want. Everybody relax. You know, they're going to cancel. Well, a lot of these places are trying to hold on. All right. I know there's lots of local businesses. Look, St. Patrick's Day is coming up before the next Get Up Power Hour next week. And there's all these. I was just talking with Kev, who's working the boards here. He says, you know, there's a lot of places that, you know, they have the pub crawls and everything this weekend that are coming up. A lot of people invested lots of time, effort, marketing, money. And they could lose out. It can harm businesses. It can harm anything. You want to make a buttload of money right now? Go buy stock in airlines. How about that? You're welcome. How about this? Look, I'm a former pro wrestling ref. I just talked why Dr. Nick Indeglio cannot come on to the show because he's dealing with real life stuff over at his school. They're talking about canceling WrestleMania. That's like the Super Bowl of professional wrestling once a year. So who cares, right? Who cares, Hafer? I don't care. It's wrestling. Who cares? Well, I'll tell you who cares. Ready? The millions and millions and millions of dollars that's dumped into it. You know who cares? The whole city of Tampa, Florida cares. Because that's a whole bunch of money. All the performers care. All the fans care. All the sponsors care. I'm sure the arena cares. People working at the arena care. I'm sure The airlines care. I'm sure the hotels, the bars, the restaurants, the Uber drivers, the people that own the parking garages, they all care. Everyone's getting beat up because of this. Millions of dollars. Now, in about 3-4 minutes, we're going to go into a break. But before that happens, I want to review a little history. Little history, because we forget. We're in such a noisy, fast-paced world. We're just on to the next thing. The next 15 minutes, the next news, the next shiny, the bam, 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 bam. That's how we live today. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm just saying, that's today. And if you're not living like that today, you're going to fall behind. So I want to take a second, take a breath, and I want to relive a little history. Okay? And this is recent history. And maybe this is going to help give a little bit of perspective, because I think what we need right now is some perspective. So let me be the voice of reason. Now, what I'm about to tell you is going to make people mad. It's going to make them mad. But hey, don't shoot the messenger. I didn't make the history. I'm just reminding you of the history. So here we go. The year was 1999. Let's go in the WCHE time machine. Cling. Ah, it's 1999. You're listening to Puff Daddy on the radio. Mark Hayford has hair. There is no World Wide Web as we know it today. You do not have social media because MySpace isn't even created yet. Forget Facebook. Talking MySpace. And everybody's excited because forget 2020. Forget the roaring freaking 20s and the new decade. We're going into a new century. Wait a minute. Forget the new century. That's for the people going from the 1800s to the 1900s. We're going into a new millennium. A new millennium. That's legit once in a generational lifetime thing that's going to happen that happened only a few times in the history of our planet. And we're going to go into it. And we're all excited. And we're all ready. And we're all raring. And uh-oh. Wait a minute. What happens when the clock turns midnight and it now becomes January 1st, 2000? Well, what about all our technology? What about the infrastructure? What about everything? What's going to happen? What about all nuclear warheads? What about everything across the world? How we're connected right now in this world of 1999? And wait, do we have the capability to the computers that we created? And do they understand what's going to happen when the numbers change? And then fear started happening, and there's lots of conversation, and it wasn't as widespread as now because not every swinging person that pays $9.99 a month to have Wi-Fi is able to put their opinion out there. But there started to become a lot of concern. September 1999, October 1999, November, it's real, December 1999, December 28th, 1999. What's going to happen when it turns 2000? And I'll tell you what happened. 14 hours before, when Australia celebrated New Year's and they rang in New Year's and Australia didn't melt or blow up or have the lights go out. And then, you know, everyone else in that part of the continent and then in Asia. And then I went to Europe and 5 hours ahead and everybody, woo, Happy New Year, 7 p.m. our time. We're like, oh, maybe we can party like it's 1999, except it's not 1999 because now it's 2000. Right? Right. And we survived it. And then what? In 2001, anthrax. Anthrax is going to kill everybody. Anthrax, watch out for the anthrax. Be careful of the packages. Anthrax. 2002, the West Nile virus. The West Nile virus is going to kill you. It's going to get you. Wait, that went away. 2003, SARS. Remember SARS? I don't remember what SARS is, but I remember the name SARS. I don't even know what the acronym stands for. Sounds pretty dangerous, kind of scary. But that went away. 2004, we're good. 2005, holy mackerel, the bird flu. Bah! The bird flu. It's going to get you. Now, I'm not being facetious here because this actually has affected people, but it didn't end the planet. It didn't shut down society. It didn't cripple us. 2006, E. coli. 2008, the financial collapse. It's gonna crumple everything. The New World Order is going to happen. Well, people definitely lost a lot in 2008. But we're still here. 2009, I am the playground monitor at my kid's school. My kid's school. And the kindergarten line is dropping off, and my kids are on the playground. And while my kids are on the playground, it's starting to lightly drizzle. When I say my kids, I mean my kids and all the kids I'm watching. So there's a couple hundred kids on the playground. Mr. Hayford, throw a ball. Hey, Timmy, get out of the thorn bush. Rhonda, stop choking your friend. That's what I'm doing on the playground in 2009. And you know what happened? I'll tell you what happened. This lady goes, hey! Hey! From the kindergarten drop-off line behind me. Hey! Now, unless she says Ford at the end of that, I'm not turning around because hay's for horses. But I turn around and she goes, hey, what are these kids doing out in the playground? It's starting to rain. They're going to get the swine flu. H1N1 from the playground because it's raining. Panic. 2012, the Mayan calendar. It predicts the world is going to end. Yeah, I had cans of food in my basement. I had beans and green beans and more beans and so much toilet paper. You need to wipe your butt, come to my house. Okay? 2013, North Korea is going to cause World War III. But they didn't. 2014, Ebola. 2015, ISIS. 2016, the Zika virus. What is a Zika virus? 2020, we got the coronavirus, and it's going to kill us all. Or not. There's a lot of fear, and fear comes from ignorance or lack of knowledge. The truth is, the fear is killing you. Because West Nile virus didn't freaking kill you. Anthrax didn't kill you. The stock market going down 2008 didn't kill you. Freaking North Korea, SARS, Mayan calendar, ISIS, yourmom.com didn't kill you. Now, there are people that have died from the coronavirus, so I'm not poo-pooing this, you haters. Don't be selective hearing and then come at me saying that I said something I didn't say. What I'm saying is don't lick the door handles. Cover your mouth at the freaking Whole Foods parking lot. Don't touch the bottom of your buddy's shoe. Stop hugging the person with the runny nose. And wash your hands. Wash your freaking hands. That's what I'm saying. I'm late. I got to jump out for a break. I'm hot. I'm angry. I'm swinging. We're coming back. I got a lot more to say. And we're going to have a calling guest in 2 minutes right here on 1520 WCHE. Baby, I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a Ginsu knife and a box of sporks. Woo! Get up, Power Hour. Kev, rock me out. I need to crank that. Yeah. I love this part. I love the breakdown. Listen to this sick drum roll. Ready? Here we go. Oh, snap. Yeah, 1520 every Thursday. Yo, we came to not be average. We did not show up to play today. Got an attitude. Stepping in here like a boss. That's what's going down. Get up, Power Hour is hot. This is Mark Hayford, and we are back, Jack. Yo, check it out. I'm pretty excited because, listen, the whole corona thing which we're talking about, and the whole show is we're talking about fear, we're talking about anxiety, we're talking about perspective, right? And here's the thing, you know, where there's the law of polarity, where there's an inside to the room I'm in, there's an outside to the room that I'm in. Where there's up, there's a down. Where there's a win, there's a loss. There's constant, everything is cyclical, right? And I had a guest who couldn't be here because of the coronavirus, but now I have a guest calling in who can be here because of the coronavirus. And this is really interesting. And this kind of happened very organically, and I'm excited about it because my guest is a heavy hitter, no doubt. She's calling in from the nation's capital, D.C. She is a neuroscientist, and she is a space scientist. And her actual title is the Associate Chief Scientist at NASA headquarters. So at this time, I would like to welcome for the first time, right here on 1520 WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together all the way from the nation's capital, Dr. Tara Rutley!
Hey, everybody. It's good to be on with you, Mark.
Dr. Rutley, thank you so much for calling in and taking the time to grace the airwaves here of the Get Up Power
Hour. I wouldn't have imagined that the first time I'd be calling into your show is in the middle of a pandemic with so much fear and anger. But at least I'm glad we can talk about it.
Well, I think we need to talk about it. I think it's important, and I think communication is key. And I think lack of communication shuts people down. It creates more fear. It creates more of this pandemonium, which is going on out here. It's interesting. I just said, I don't know what you were able to hear or not hear, but the reason that you actually are able to call in is because you had events cancel. You should be in Australia right now, correct?
Yeah, I should be on my way to Australia to speak about some leadership at the Australian Entrepreneurs Summit on one day. And then the next day, I'm supposed to give a master class on why it's important for us to try new things, why it's good for our brain and good for creativity and resiliency. And really, as part of that master class, it really boils down to two basic things, which are pertinent to your discussion today. It's novelty and fear. Mm. And novelty is what we don't get a lot of, right? We don't have a lot of practice at novelty. So I've heard you say before in your podcast that you've talked about in your book, that the brain is plastic. It changes all the time. And, you know, it changes based on new things you try and new things you think about, new things you do. You have to be active with it. And you can rewire your brain for the positive. And you do these through novel experiences. And so the question is, if novelty is so good for us, why do some of us have such a hard time with novelty, such as what's going on today?
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the reason that we have such a hard time with novelty is because, look, we're descendants of people who paid a lot of attention to the rustling in the bushes, right? Over millions of years, our brains have learned to orient attention towards anything unusual. And this unusual thing, this quirk of nature, this novelty, actually is used by all forms of marketing and advertising. People know novelty gets attention. Hmm. And think about it, the shape of a new car, an odd sound that you hear when you're not supposed to hear it, a flash of light or even a strange smell. That's all novel. It gets attention. And in small doses, novelty is positive, and you talk about trying new things, and you talk about rewiring the brain for the better so that you can be a better leader, be resilient. But if you get too much novelty, there's a part of the brain, the anterior cingulate cortex, that just fires too often, and it just doesn't stop. And that is what brings on a state of anxiety or fear that you were referring to earlier today. The anxiety or fear in a constant state then has physiological impacts. It impacts our bodies. It impacts our immune system. And people are social beings. You know, we like to bring in each other and bounce our fears and anxiety off each other. And we look to see how each other are responding because it's a survival mechanism to bond together. And so if we see people starting to raise our the elevation of fear in a novel situation, we're going to raise our elevation too. If we think that is important for our survival, even those who don't want to elevate their level of fear, we're all slightly afraid, right?
So, Dr. Rutley, I'm just trying to get on track here. Are you saying that our primitive brains are wired that way and we're living in this modern world and we're not really able to capitalize on this?
Oh, yes. Fear itself is the most primal and enduring of all emotions. Now, I'll say I am a neuroscientist. I am not a behavioral scientist. I am an anthropologist. But the brain is most primal. And fear is most primal in the brain. And the brain is wired, actually, to prevent overriding of your fear responses.
Say that again, please. That is so critical.
The brain is wired to prevent the overriding of fear responses in the body. You are hardwired for fear. It's the most essential technique that natural selection has found to increase our survival odds in an unpredictable environment, the unpredictable environment that you alluded to before. And right now, we are in the most unpredictable, most novel environment that we have seen in a long time, and we are more interconnected through technology and communications than ever. And we're looking to each other, and we're looking to leaders to tell us what we should do. It's funny because I was on a trip to Dubai with my family a few weeks ago. I came back. I got back about 2 weeks ago. So I'm out of the 14-day period, right? So, but when I showed up the first day back at work, they're looking at me like they had seen a ghost. What are you doing here? And I'm thinking, well, should I not be here? Where am I supposed to be? What I miss? And they were horrified that I showed up, given the situation. And this was just 2 weeks ago when things weren't even full blown here in the United States. They were scared to death for their survival. And then it was the first time I actually felt stigmatized. Hmm. I'm like, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word I'm looking for here. Stigma. I'm stigmatized. So now we're all going around, unfortunately, judging each other, judging the decisions we make, whether we stay home, whether we cancel trips, whether we take the risk and go on trips. We're being judged. We are feeling guilt. We're feeling guilty if we go and do those things. And now what if we come back and get the most vulnerable sick? You know, and so we're feeling fear, judgment, sensitivities, stigmatism, this is a massive human experiment that are going to keep social scientists busy forever. This is something that will be studied forever because it is just the human condition to relate to each other, to bind together, to look towards each other. The other part, though, Mark, is that this virus, and again, I'm not a doctor. I am not a health or...
Well, you are a doctor, but you're not a medical doctor.
I'm not a medical doctor, right. This is just my own thoughts as a biologist. This is what viruses do, and it's a struggle for survival. They want to survive. We want to survive. Viruses will do what they need to do, and so will we. And so it's an interactive mechanism, and it's been that way for millions and millions and millions of years. So we can get through this, but like you said, we've got to face the fear and not get to the point of panic. Now, my thoughts are humans are very social beings, and it can go one of two ways when you're competing for survival. You can be an independent scratch and survive. I got this, nobody else. I got me, I got my family. Everybody get lost. That's a one survival mechanism. The other kind of survival mechanism is bonding together as a community, strengthening communities, protecting each other's, relating to each other, sharing the toilet paper when you need to share the toilet paper. You invited everybody over to your house to share. That's great. You know, so others might be like, don't come over to my house because you're going to eat all my food right now.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. And don't take this the wrong way. But whether it's you or even my children or my wife, I don't think I would ever share toilet paper with anyone. But I would give it to you. You could have your own as much as you want. But
you're right. Yeah, you're right. Thanks for giving it to me. Yeah, I don't want to share it you either.
Hey, you know, no. So it's kind of nuts. I mean, when I put my second book out, The 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, that one, it went number one in Amazon self-help category, but what I was seeing was it was creeping up on other categories. One that I actually noticed that didn't even realize existed in Amazon, there is a category called anxieties and phobias. Like, it's actually a thing.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's all part of the human nature. And it could be argued that it's at its peak right now more than any time in history. However, when you look back in history, like you said, there have been other major events that have brought anxiety to the world. Do we know about it? Are they recorded? Were they not so heightened because we just weren't aware because we didn't have the technology to talk to each other like we do today? The good thing out of this whole thing, though, Mark, is, other than the fact that we're going to all get really good at not touching our face, and we're going to get really good at controlling all the other crap going around in the air right now, all the new innovators. There are so many positive, helpful innovators out there who are doing positive things getting around this, right? So people can't show up in person. There are new software packages being rolled out to make you more connected than ever before. In my trips, they're going to type me in virtually. They're working around left and right, getting, just watching people spring into action, watching the helpers spring into action. And at a time like this, again, you know what they say, look towards the helpers, right? Mm-hmm. Don't be the person that's going to bring everybody else down. Be the person that's going to be the doer, the helper.
Got to put your hands on, man. You got to get in the trenches. And if you're going to cite the problem, then help be part of the solution. And everybody can play a part in this. And I think, like you just alluded to, there's so much opportunity. The entrepreneurs out there that listen to this show will get this. You get this. I get this. When there's issues like this, there's opportunity for those to rise up. There's always something positive. That it is that law of polarity. They're on the other side of this fear, there's something great that can be learned, that can be gained, that could be created. And those are the people that are going to step up and help and be brave and maybe not even call themselves leaders, but just naturally look to lead. And that's kind of exciting.
That's the human condition. That's part of the human condition. That's what makes us humans, and we're good at it. It's there. We'll all get through this. I mean, and everything I'm talking about now is nothing formal from NASA or from any kind of formal source. This is just you and I talking and probably relating on a personal level and relating with those out in that are listening to you too. But I think most of us just wish that May, June would come and we could get all past this and then look back and get back to the real world. But isn't it fascinating how the whole world is feeling this? Like, you're all in it together. And I was like thinking, so many people are going to learn about geography now.
yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
Didn't know where that place was before. You do now, don't you? Right?
Yes, you do. Well, listen, doctor, we're gonna put you in a bubble wrap room with a box of Kleenex and some Lysol rags for a minute while we take a quick break. But we want to bring you back here. We got some more questions, and I want to get into what you were going to be training about in Australia a little bit. I want you to share some of that with us about how, like, your brain needs these unique experiences. So get up, Army. You sit tight. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Mark on 1520 WCHE. The door of success, baby, like a ball of light. I don't even know what that means, but that's what we're doing. All right, we're back here. We got from NASA, we have the Associate Chief Scientist at NASA headquarters, Dr. Tara Rutley, on the line with us. Doctor, my phone's blowing up. Everybody's loving this. I got high school kids texting me. I got stay-at-home moms texting me. Everybody loves what you're sharing here. Yeah, it's great stuff. You know, Dr. Les Brown said, too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears. And I love that quote. And we're just talking about our primitive minds in this modern world and little steps of what we can do as individuals and as community to kind of come together and band against this whole tidal wave of uncertainty and fear. And, you know, you are able to call in now because you are not, like you were scheduled to be, as we just said, traveling to Australia to train. And part of the training that I was hoping you could share with our audience is just you had some points you wanted to talk about. I know some of the training was going to be on intrapreneurship, but you also, I think you mentioned it's going to be unique experiences and why that they're good for our brain.
Yeah,
and
right.
How that works.
So there's a master class that I'm now probably going to give virtually.
that's a great idea.
I don't know how that's going to go over very well because we crave human interaction for learning experiences, but we'll see. But the point is, trying new things, one of the really cool things is you can actually retrain the part of your brain that is hardwired for fear. Now, we're going to always be hardwired for fear, but you can actually retrain that part of your brain. That's called the amygdala. It's trainable. We have to do little things each day to build. It's like a muscle. You got to do little things each day. So when I say try new things, I don't mean go jump out of an airplane, but something as simple as every day, the first day, maybe you you go find a new parking spot. You don't park in the same parking area. You go for a speed date. That might suck for some people. They don't want to do it, but go on a speed date. You'll get over it. 15 minutes of your life. Try it.
Dr. Rutley said sucks on the air.
Go ahead. Good.
So wait, are you kind of saying here getting comfortable with being uncomfortable?
Yeah, of course that's what I'm saying. Everybody should try it. And you probably think you already do, have enough uncomfortable things in your life, but I guarantee you, you're not doing it on purpose. And doing it on purpose also retrains the brain. So go to your office. Just move a piece of furniture to a new place. If your office isn't big enough for furniture, move your pictures in a different place. Give yourself a different view. Go pick up an old hobby. You know, we had a government shutdown, a furlough in 2013, and I was supposed to give a TEDx talk on NASA stuff. And because we were shut down, I couldn't give a NASA talk. So I had to, 1 week before the TEDx, talk about something else. I had to pick a new topic. So the theme of the TEDx was the other things. And they said, they called me and they said, okay, well, Tara, what are your other things? And I went, I'm a mom. Does anybody at TEDx want to? No, nobody wants to hear about you. So I, what dawned on me is I was like, gosh, what were the things that I used to love to do? What were I into? It got me back into archaeology and got me into anthropology. So it's cool. I've been doing that, right? Just volunteering for archaeology. Pick up an old hobby. What was it that you used to like? Repaint a room. Repaint a bedroom. Repaint your office. Change the lighting. Simple things, right? And then you can build up to the big stuff you want. Just go stay at a 5-star hotel. You can save up a little bit of cash or a little bit of points just one night. So it's these little things that give your brain pulses. It's, if you think of the circuit, pulses down a new path, and you can reform that new path over and over again, make the new path stronger. Now you have a new path to problem solve things. So now we're talking about problem solving and creativity. Problem solving, you know, requires, if you're solving the same problems over and over again, fine. But today's leaders and today's workers get new problems thrown at them all the time where they have no context on how to do it. But you create those new pathways in the brain. You have a new avenue with different experiences to get there. Part of having a diverse team is bringing in different experiences. Well, great. But if it's just you, you want a diverse brain. And there's a term for it in neuroscience called adaptive generalization.
Adaptive
generalization. It means the more things you can do that are different, the more easily you adapt to different things in the future. It makes it less stressful. You're like, I got this. I've seen something hard like this before. I know what I'm capable of. I can do this, right? It's that part. It's a built-in self-talk mechanism that just becomes natural. So simple little things that leave you flexible.
There is so much to this that I love of what you're saying. And what you're saying is so simple, but there's such a complexity to it. And so many people either forget this, or some are hearing it for the first time and it's blowing their minds. I really do subscribe to the whole the ideology of rewiring your brain, and that repetitious over and over and over, whether it's in the negative sense or it's in the positive sense, you know, in a habit forming way. Mm-hmm. I believe you can literally talk yourself into winning. I know it's been scientifically, statistically proven. Athletes have talked themselves into winning. I have a YouTube show that I've done years ago, and I've had one, another neuroscientist leading author that came on, and he talked about how there were studies that were done going back to the 1960s, and it happened with a lot of repetition. And you mentioned the word self-talk, like positive self-talk. And it was that with so much of the repetition, some of these athletes, even if they didn't believe it, but just did the do, just kept doing it consistently. And the longer they did it, and the more consistently they did it over longer periods of time, they found up to 18% more winning percentages for athletes that exercise that.
No doubt. And it's not just that, but if you are training for a 5K or you're a regular runner, or you're not a regular runner and you're just starting to learn how to run, you can't make one of your runs. Instead of sitting around feeling guilty, you sit there and you visualize your run. Visualize your run for as long as it would take you to run what you would have run. Visualize it. Visualize how it feels, how it looks, what your heart rate is, how you're sweaty. And that's all, it's the brain. It's brain tricks. We are such, I mean, the brain is, it's everything.
There's so much of this that we don't use in our day to day. We waste so much. I just did a training on Saturday. Sorry, I was just saying what you just said, because now this is, look, we don't need a radio show. We need like a whole day seminar to have this conversation, because we can just go for hours and hours. I just did a training on Saturday, and exactly what you just said is exactly what we did. It was about, because I believe wholeheartedly, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And it's not just the seeing it and picturing it. It's the emotion behind that idea. It's the vibration. It's the frequency. It's being hypersensitive to it. And it's about seeing it. What does it feel like? What does it sound like? You know, for whatever that is. This is what I do.
And you have to be intentional. Like you said, you have to do it. If you don't, you're busy living your life every day, and another day goes by. Another day. We're so reactive and constantly trying to manage. But you have to take time out for that. It's like taking time out to eat, taking time out to go to the bathroom, taking time out for hygiene, right? This is part of it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of people need to take some more time out for hygiene, or else we wouldn't be having this conversation in the first place.
Please take 20 seconds at least with soap and water.
Wash your damn hands. That's what Dr. Tara Rutley just said. Yeah, right here in the Get Up Power Hour. So, but you know what? I really do believe that so much of what you're saying is so important, and I just really know that this is one of those things where we... And by the way, Dr. Rutley, my phone, it's blown. I mean, I just got a text from the boys on the hill from Whitford Hills Auto. They're like, it's full day seminar, sign me up. You got fans out there.
Whitford Hills Auto, call me.
Yeah, call.
I'm happy to, yeah.
You got fans. So it's about just the repetition. It's about us living and us not taking time to do the repetition or doing the do, because why? We live in such a noisy, distracting world. If you break this down, there has never, ever, ever been a time in history that has been noisier, louder, more distracting, more glitz and glamour, more over the top, more the next 15 seconds than right now, this second. Tomorrow will be even more. So
I think about that all the time, Mark, and I think, holy cow, archaeologists 100, 200, 300 years from now are going to have a heyday with us. They're not going to know what to do, because we even have videos and photos that aren't real. Nothing's real. This is a crazy time we live in. I think way far ahead. That's why the aliens haven't visited us.
Just gonna say, that's why the aliens are keeping their distance. Like those,
just like keep it down low, man. They can't handle us. Look what they're doing to a tiny little virus.
Kinda crazy loud. Freaking humans can't even cover their mouths when they sneeze. That's what they do. Right. So what? You know, when you're talking about this whole mindset and how to, you know, mind hacks basically is kind of what you're talking about here and rewiring the brain. You weren't able to go and share this, unfortunately, for the people in Australia. Fortunately for us, you're here and you're doing it. So what are some final thoughts that you could, you know, we're wrapping up the show here soon. What are some thoughts that you could give to the listeners, maybe some little helpful tips or something, where if they're feeling some anxiety or if they're caught in a rut or if they just want to level up in life or anything, is there anything that you were going to present to your audience next week in the Land Down Under or anything like that where that might be helpful to some of the Get Up Army out here?
You know, I think the most helpful things and what humans try to do to get through is try to rationalize and try to get, you know, try to understand that the way that we behave and the way that we react is completely normal, and it's a survival mechanism. Now, you can choose to make changes in those things in the moment, but it's a very active thing. Right. And there's a really good book I would recommend your readers to go pick up. It's called Your Brain at Work by David Rock.
David Rock?
David Rock, R-O-C-K. And my awesome husband recommended the book. Yeah, you know the guy.
I know the guy.
Anyway,
physical therapist Paul Kolaski.
Paul Kolaski, the awesome.
Yeah.
And David has done research from neuroscience over the decades, talked to the best, and presents real-life problems and real-life ways that you can stop in the moment of a problem, stop and refocus your thinking to change what your outcome's going to be. But it's like exercise. You can't be lazy about it. So my big picture message is find a way to rationalize through it. Find a way to stay calm in situations. Panic is completely useless. Right? In a panic situation, in a disaster situation, you have helpers and panic people. Oh my, don't be a panic person. You're just going to bring the rest of the system down.
Terrible.
Stay calm, power through. This is humanity. We will get through all this and work on improving your thinking.
I love it. I love it. And that book that you're suggesting is Your Brain at Work by David Rock.
Yep.
Rock like good. Rock, right?
Like, rock on, like
yeah.
You do.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Rock on. So, okay. So, Listen, we're going to go to our final break in about a couple minutes here, and we're gonna unfortunately have to let you go in a few minutes, because I would love for you just to stay on and just, you know, spread more of this sunshine to the Get Up Army. We need more of this right now in this time. And I just want to say that I love everything that you're bringing to the program today. I think it's important what you're sharing with all the listeners today. And I think without saying it, you kind of said it. We're in way more control than we give ourselves credit for.
Yeah. And speaking of, Mark, you've got a platform for good. You've got a platform with listeners. You're using it for good. And I would also recommend that all of you on your social media use that platform for good. Please don't use it for fear mongering. Use it for good. Be the helper. You all have a massive voice. Let's do good with that.
Listen to that. Dr. Tara Rutley just told you, you listening right now, that you have a massive voice. You have a platform. You can use it, and you can make this place better.
Do it.
Wow. Dr. Rutley, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Get Up Power Hour. It's been our distinct pleasure. I'm sorry that the people missed out in Australia, but I love that we got a little PC here today. And we're going to have to let you go now, because you're going to be out there slanging and banging and changing the world for better. Get Up Army, don't go anywhere. That was the Associate Chief Scientist at NASA Headquarters, neuroscientist and space scientist, Dr. Tara Rutley. I'm Mark Hayford, and we'll be right back in 60 seconds on WCHE. This is the first time this ever happened on the Get Up podcast, where I feel a little Walter Cronkite-ish. Yo, for all you young heads, go Google that, all right? We got breaking news here. First time breaking news ever on the Get Up Power Hour. The NHL, the National Hockey League, season suspended indefinitely. And we're creeping up on Stanley Cup playoff time for this. So not only NBA, NHL season is officially suspended indefinitely. You know, the NFL is just like, okay, come on, June, let's get this over with. Listen, guys, again, I want to thank my guest who just called in, Dr. Tara Rutley. She's the Associate Chief Scientist at NASA Headquarters. She's a neuroscientist. She's a space scientist. And I had to rush her off just because of the break. But if you want to go find her, you want to book her to speak, you can go to her website. It's www.tararutley.com. That's www.tara, T-A-R-A, Rutley, R-U-T-T-L-E-Y.com. Well, final thoughts here on this Get Up Power Hour. You know, I think you decide. Are you the panicker? Are you the helper? That's what Dr. Rutley just talked about. You're going to panic, or you're going to help? I think control is important. I think taking a breath is important. I think perspective is important. And I want to send you out into this universe with some perspective. Because as I've said before, if you're still here, if you're hearing my voice, you're still here and you're hearing my voice. And what I mean by that is you count, you matter, you are a piece of this puzzle, you are important, and you can make a difference. You, I'm talking to you. And this ain't rah-rah, high-five cheerleader talk. This is real life, real deal. We need you now. Your strengths, your energies, your thoughts. You can make a positive difference. Make the positive difference. And I'm going to end on this. My second book, 365. 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. That's the thought of the day book. That's what my daily podcast, which you can go out there and follow right now on SoundCloud. It's an app, or SoundCloud.com. It's the Get Up podcast every day. March 12th reads as such. It could be worse. You could get punched in the face for a living. If you're a boxer, it could be even worse than that. You could have lived during the time of gladiators in Rome. Be grateful. Yo, you got a lot to be grateful for out there, Get Up Army. Look around you. Take a deep breath. Hug your loved ones. Know what's going on. Understand your position. And realize that when there's bad times, that only means that there's good times coming. I got your back. I'm here next week. We're going to continue to blow it up. You stay safe, make good decisions, and I am always in your corner. This is Mark Hayford.